Welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk. We're glad to have you along this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony, and another beautiful fall day out there.
Very sunny morning this morning, and it's great to have it here, and the temperatures are getting a little cooler as winter approaches.
Yeah, as I was saying, there's a little frost on the pumpkin this morning, but we'll get used to it.
We invite you to stay tuned to us this morning. We have a wonderful guest. We have Don Ebert, formerly known as Don Simon of Simple Simon Bakery, with us this morning. And we're going to hear the story about Simple Simon Bakery, when it started in that, back in the 60s, when they took over the business and how they've transitioned it from Rick and Judy to the kids. And it's a great story. There's a lot of sweet news in this story this morning. So we want you to stay tuned, and we'll even invite you to call in and ask Dawn some questions about her bakery and running a bakery business. But first, we want to tell you about the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. Our Fox City SCORE chapter is located in the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We have about 40 mentors who service an eight-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. Our mentors are experts in various fields with real life experience, fields like marketing, IT or social media, HR, banking and finance and cash flow. We have some legal expertise, strategic planning. And if your business needs some help in those areas, please contact SCORE. And if you're thinking of starting a business, please contact SCORE, because that's what we do. SCORE is a national organization. And you can reach us at our website at foxcities.score.org. foxcities.score.org, or you can call us at the chamber office. Number is 734-7101, and you can schedule a session, a free session with a mentor, and all of our services are free, and we can even network with each other to bring you additional benefit and value for your business. In addition to the mentoring, we also provide some educational seminars, and we're just concluding our five series, our Simple Step series. Number five is coming up this Wednesday. Randy, tell us a little bit about the program and this session coming up.
Right. Well, the Simple Steps program, as you know, is a five-session program. We've gone through the basics already. We've gone through business operations. We just completed the marketing program, and we also did the program last week on all of the financial planning and what's involved, which
Mary
was
Lou
very,
did a
very,
nice job
very,
on
very
one.
Important.
Yeah.
Now that we've got people up to the point where they understand what a business plan is all about and why they need one, we come up to the very important part, which is the next program coming up on Wednesday, and that's where do I find the money? Where's the funding? Mm-hmm. And we'll be talking about, you'll be helping out. I'll be also working on that program, and we'll be talking about banking relationships, how you work with your banker, what's important to know, but also we'll be talking about the various types of financing, both traditional, things like SBA, regular bank loans, and that type of thing. And then we'll also be talking about the non-traditional forms of financing. So if you're looking at possibly developing equity loans, things like that, or even things like crowdfunding or that type of thing. So whatever you need to know about that. The program is still open, so if you are interested in attending it, we would ask that you either give us a call or check in online with SCORE and let us know you're planning on coming. The program is on Wednesday night. It'll be from 6 until 9 at the Chamber Building, 125 North Superior Street in Appleton. We'd ask that you come in between 5:30 and 6 to register so that we can get you everything all taken care of. But if you let us know, at least that way we know how many to plan for.
And that was $25.
That's $25 per person, yeah.
And do they get a disc? If someone is not there, if they were there last week, they got a disc.
I think we have some leftover. Yeah. So, yes, if you missed that, and we can show you what's on there.
All the templates.
And the
are on
templates,
that disc. Sure.
Yeah, for all of the different financial packages.
Yeah, so if you're looking for where do you find the money or how do you structure your debts, or you want to understand some of those crazy ratios that bankers are talking about all the time, we help lay that out for you so you can actually apply that to your business and make some sense out of it. We invite you to call us at 734-7101 to register, or as Randy indicated, find out more about that at foxcities.score.org, our Fox City SCORE chapter website. We also want to say thank you to our sponsors who help bring you the program each weekend. We really appreciate their support, and we enjoy their guest appearances each quarter that they're on. They include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Hailing CPAs, Epiphany Law, Tuss House, eBiz Results in Oshkosh, who helped Randy and I build the they actually built it. We kind of helped them, I guess. And they built the BizTalkWithScore.com website for our radio program. And we also want to thank the Business News, Larry Desch, and what's the publisher's name? Jerry Mader.
Jerry Mader
and Larry Desch at the Business News for promoting our program and their biweekly periodical called the Business News. If you're not subscribed to it, you really should be. For $20 a year, every other week you receive an informative periodical, the Business News, that keeps you informed of what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. Well, with that, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back on the other side. We're going to meet Don Ebert from Simple Simon Bakery, and we're going to have a very good discussion this morning about a family-owned business transitioning. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And good morning and welcome back again to Biz Talk this morning. We're really glad you joined us. We have Don Ebert in the studio with us this morning. Don is one of the owners of Simple Simon Bakery, and the song there was Money, Money, Money. Well, we're going to hear how Don likes to roll in a dole.
Thank you, Tony.
Good morning, Don. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Welcome to the program. It's great to have you here.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yep. Tell us a little bit about you and your history in the business, and tell us about Simple Simon Bakery.
Well, I am 44 years old, so the bakery has been around for 46 years. I'm third generation. My grandfather bought Bessler Bakery, which he changed the name from Bessler Simon Bakery in 1967.
I think a lot of folks listening probably remember Bessler Bakery.
Yes. Yeah. Well, my grandfather was the general manager of Service Bakery on College Avenue. I don't know if you remember that.
I remember that one, yeah.
Do you? Oh, sure. They had 100 trucks and delivered out to the farm community. When he bought the bakery in 67, my father was in the service.
And that's Rick Simon.
Yes, Rick Simon. And he was in the service. He told his dad that he wanted to own a bakery someday. It was kind of in the genes. And so when he was in the service, the Bessler Bakery came for sale. My grandpa bought it and ran it for about 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
When my dad got home from the service, then he managed.
Took over, huh?
And my grandpa retired.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a story about your grandpa singing, wasn't there?
My grandpa, anybody that remembers Sylvester Simon, if you had a microphone anywhere, he would just get up and sing a song. And I think his favorite was When I Met a Girl Just Like the Girl That Married Dear Old Dad.
I remember that song. Where's your bakery located? Where's Simple Simon located?
We are at 218 East Wisconsin Avenue in Appleton, right across from St. Therese Church, which the Bessler family, Father Bessler, was a priest at St. Therese.
Okay.
Many years ago.
And what sort of products do you produce and sell there at Bessler Bakery?
Simple Simon Bakery.
I'm sorry. Thank you for that correction. That lets everyone know the name of the place.
Yes.
Simple Simon Bakery.
We do a lot of donuts. Donuts is our mainstay. We also produce buns, bread, and we have really developed our cake line. We have branched out into all sorts of fun birthday cakes. Cupcakes are hot right now. We're doing 250 weddings this year.
Wow.
That's a lot of
weddings. Keep you busy.
That will definitely keep us busy. My brother Scott is actually heading to Green Lake right now. He's got a 10 o'clock wedding that he's delivering a cake there right now.
So he'll keep him going. You also have another location.
We do. We have a location in Little Chute, which is in the Vanderloop Shoe Plaza.
Yes.
It's right on the main
street.
Right
downtown.
Yep. Yes.
Okay. And is that a full service location as well?
That is an outlet. We do not do any baking at that facility. We bring fresh baked donuts and bread and buns there on a daily basis.
Okay.
And they're open. They're not open as early as we are on our Appleton location.
What time do you open?
We're open at midnight.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
If you
That's for the public, right?
That Someone is for the public. You can come in and get fresh, hot, glazed donuts at midnight.
Ooh. And what time do you close?
We close at 5:30.
So from midnight till 5:30 p.m.?
P.m.
6 days a week.
6 days a week. No rest
My
for
goodness.
The wicked.
Mm. That's producing a lot of food.
That is producing a lot of food.
So do you not only retail in the store, but do you also supply bakery products for other outlets?
Yes.
Wholesale customers?
We have Jacob's Meat Market is probably one of our long-standing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we have that tradition of the four singing bakers who still go to Jacob's Meat Market on Christmas Eve.
You know, Luke Jacobs is going to be here in 2 weeks.
Right.
Yes.
Yep.
And Christmas Eve, and we sing White Christmas to
Wonderful.
His customers, so the bakers go to the meat market.
Wonderful.
And
okay.
So we have some long traditions.
So, it's, yeah, again, it's the tradition especially of the small
yeah.
businesses working together here in the Valley. That's a wonderful thing to have.
This is a great family business, too. Who's all involved from the family in the business right now?
Well, my dad is retired. My brother, Scott, is my partner,
mm-hmm.
and thank God for him. He is the best. My sister-in-law, Jenny. Mm-hmm. who is married to my brother, Kurt, who mm-hmm. is not part of the bakery.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I always say we got the better half in that deal.
Okay.
No.
And Kurt would appreciate
Kurt
that.
Kurt would
too.
Definitely yeah. appreciate
And your mom's
that.
Pretty active, isn't she?
My mom takes care of all of our accounting,
yeah.
payroll, bookkeeping.
So it's truly a family-run business.
It is a very
multi-generational. And
yes.
And everybody with an assigned duty and understanding how to work together.
Yes.
That's
I think
great.
That's really important in family business,
mm-hmm.
that you do have an assigned duties and you're not trying to cross over into somebody else's area or territory.
Right, right.
Tell us
okay.
a little bit more, Dawn, about Rick and how he was driving the business. And then when he decided to sell it to you and your brother, Scott, what was his role?
Well, my dad has always had a deep passion for in the religious sector.
Right.
He is now a
right.
deacon at
right.
St. Pius Church.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that he did have a plan in place. Necessarily didn't tell Scott and I his whole plan, because if he would have said when I was 21, oh, yes, you're Dawn, you're going to take over the bakery, I would have said, no way, this is not what I want to do. But he definitely had a plan and a mission to become a deacon.
And he's kind of hands-off, isn't he?
He is very
hands-off.
That's
one of the things that you were very complimentary about.
Yes. He really has let Scott and I take over, make our mistakes, go to, you know, do our successes, and not be that role father that is like, I told you to do it this way, or why haven't you done it this way? This is how I used to do it. Because
mm-hmm.
that's really hard for Scott and I to go to the bakery industry has changed immensely since my
okay.
father has been around.
Right, right.
And one of the ways it has changed, and every time Scott is making cake, I mean, traditionally it was always chocolate white marble.
Right.
Now it's orange raspberry, it's strawberry banana pineapple, it's almond poppy seed, and my dad every
Sounds
time.
Good.
Okay, those of you who are hungry out there right now.
What's your address? Where are you located?
218 East Wisconsin Avenue.
218 East Wisconsin Avenue.
Yes.
If you get close, just follow your nose.
Follow right. your nose.
Yep. That's right.
Good fresh bakery there.
Yes.
We're going to take our first break this morning, and we'll come back on the other side. We'll continue our conversation with Dawn this morning. Dawn is one of the owners of Simple Simon Bakery on Wisconsin Avenue. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Working for a living, never had to work. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. And the folks over at Simple Simon Bakery are certainly working for a living. They've been at it since midnight, you said.
They have. Mary
Six
and
days
my,
a week.
Yeah, Mary and my staff of high school students over at the bakery right now
wow.
are, this is our busy hour, so.
How many employees do you have at the bakery, Dawn?
We have 35 full-time, or 35 full and part-time employees.
Wow, that's good. That's quite
group.
A crew,
okay.
yeah.
When we were talking earlier, you mentioned, of course, we're talking about the fact that this is a family affair. Everybody's involved in it and so on. And being a family affair, there's got to be ups and downs. What do you find as far as some of the positives and negatives of working as a family-owned operation like that?
Do you have siblings?
No, I do not.
You do not.
But I have
okay.
worked for two family-owned organizations over my lifetime. So
okay.
I have some experience in the
okay.
background.
Well, the positives are, you know, that you're a family. At the end of the day, you always have to love your siblings, love
mm-hmm.
your parents. It's all about love and family. But working with your siblings is not always easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
there is the positives and the negatives. Sometimes there is a territory, you know, turf war of who's handling what responsibilities.
Okay.
But having those divided and kind of knowing, no, this is not my area. I have to trust and respect that my brother or my sister-in-law or my mother are going to take care of that and just have faith that they're going to handle
they're
it.
They're going to do the best job possible.
Yes.
Okay. And you can, and that's a nice thing about the family situation is you can depend on that, that their goals and you know, everybody's goals are pretty much the same.
We all have the same goals.
Right. So what's the downside? What would be the negative side to that?
Working with your family is not always easy.
But sometimes I've seen in family-run businesses before where the family members go to work and they enjoy the business and everything. But sometimes they make decisions because they're family members, not because it's a good business decision. So they have to know where the business starts and ends and family begins.
Yes.
And it's like a husband and wife who are working in a business all day long, and then they go home and they're married. And mm-hmm. they kind of have to leave one hat over here and put the other hat on when they get home.
Yes. Like my dad always said, at the end of the day, you have to respect and love each other, and then tomorrow is a fresh day.
Yep.
It's great to be able to walk away like that.
Mm-hmm. You can always clean the slate and start over the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about the mission statement, the spirit of that mission statement you have over at Simple Simon Bakery, Dawn. That kind of sets the culture for 35 employees.
It does. My dad was on the board for Valley Bakers, and then I also served on the board for Valley Bakers, and they were developing a mission statement. So we were both like, well, the bakery needs to have a mission statement. It's a very important part, I believe, in a business.
Mm-hmm.
So our mission statement, you know, is basically we're going to serve the best quality product to our customers and to give our employees a good work atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
And to serve the community at large.
Okay.
At Simple Simon Bakery, we feel it's very important to give back to the community through nonprofits.
Yeah, you discussed a few of the things that you are. Could you tell us a few of the things you are involved with in the community, how you implement that?
Well, I serve on the board for Valley Bakers. I also am involved in Appleton Northside Business Association, which is an organization that helps Northside businesses. Particular, my passion is obviously Wisconsin Avenue businesses.
Right.
I also do help serve on Wisconsin Bakers Board of Directors. I feel it's important in our industry to help with education mm-hmm. of product.
Okay.
And nonprofits are very important to us. Tonight, actually, Bob, I believe, is going to be MCing at Eats. And myself and my sister-in-law, Jenny and Lauren, mm-hmm. we're going to be cake decorating, showing people some tips on how to cake decorate tonight.
Okay. So Bob's on will be busy this evening, as always.
Well, he has a donut now, so he'll have some sugar in it.
Yes, I was going to say, thank you very much for bringing the bakery in this morning. That will mm-hmm. definitely be well appreciated and well used, I'm mm-hmm. sure, before we get done with the show.
But also St. Joe's Food Pantries. I mean, we deliver all of our leftover product. They actually come and we deliver to St. Joe's
Food
Pantries.
You support them. Great. That's
you know,
Don, good organization.
That's such a great thing because your dad's always been so involved in the community. He always gave back and he started a mentoring program
yes.
a number of years ago, and I was fortunate, and he asked me to help out on that, along with Chuck Lewis, who's also
yeah.
a member emeritus in our chapter now,
yep. okay.
and serving the young kids. And through that effort, Colin Powell came to the Rattler Stadium.
Yes, I remember
that. And we had 100
that.
Little kids lined up on third base and on first base, and all in our T-shirts.
That was so cool.
But that's your dad.
That is him.
That's your dad, and that's the community giving back, and it's just coming from Simple Simon Bakery, yet in this generation, in your generation.
Yes, I mean, it is important that we give back. We don't give the fiscally large dollars, but like for Red Cross events, we will support, give all the desserts
mm-hmm.
for an event. There's numerous charities that we just are constantly donating product. And
well, the good Lord gave us time, talent, and treasure.
You are right.
And we should tithe on all of that, or
You're
maybe
right.
better. And your dad was just a great example for me on that and for a lot of other people as well.
Well, thank you, Tony.
You're welcome. In terms of the different things that you do at Simple Simon Bakery, you do a lot of baking and right there in the store, but you also sell dough, and you go into people's homes and show them how to do things. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, we do a lot of fundraising opportunities. In the holidays, there is so many different nonprofits that are looking, when we use hockey, for example, how expensive it is, getting ice time,
mm-hmm.
And they need to offset some of their cost. So they will sell cookie dough at Christmas time, and everybody would love to have Christmas cookie dough
right.
already all packaged, ready to go. So we take care of helping deliver the cookie dough to them. The kids go out and sell it.
Okay.
My brother Scott delivers it to the hockey club,
group,
for example.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then they make a good profit off the cookie dough.
That's a great idea. Now, again, we were talking a little bit about that and how you've managed to transition some of this stuff, you know, that using that as a way to help community and so on. But some of the other different things that you've gotten involved in, some of the trending that you've seen in the business, can you want to tell us how things have changed from, you know, the chocolate and vanilla and gotten into a few other odds and ends?
Yes. When my dad was making cake in the 70s and 80s, chocolate white and marble cake was your pretty much standard. Maybe every now and then you had poppy seed or a carrot, but that was pretty much it. Now it's like orange raspberry and almond cherry poppy seed. It is spice and mocha raspberry or cherry almond.
Pecan,
yes. Ooh. And every time my dad comes back and sees Scott making all of these different flavor cupcakes, he just shakes his head and he's like, oh my gosh.
Well, where do you get the information about what's going on, what the trending is? How do you stay ahead of it in your business?
Through Wisconsin Bakers Association, there is email blasts. We have like a baker-to-baker email alerts. Like if I have a problem, I'm going to say with Shamtorts. Why are my Shamtorts not producing right because of the humidity or what factors may be happening? I can email blast out to bakers all over the country.
Oh, okay.
And bakers are a group of people that we all want to help each other. There is no competition.
It's almost like a movement, isn't it?
It really
it's like
is.
They're all together.
There is. I mean, we are a tight group of people, and we want to help each other with their problems.
And when you mention that, you know, when talking to people, some of our clients who say, how do I get information? How do I keep in touch with? How do I find out what's going on in my industry? You just hit on one of the best things is the people who are in the industries. Almost every one of those industries, they're willing to talk to each other. They have the various organizations, the books, the magazines, the websites, the things that they do to help each other. So being able to stay on top of things that way, taking advantage of that wonderful resource.
That's huge.
Okay.
Don, in terms of Simple Simon's image and the brand, you're really focusing on being that neighborhood bakery, that family-owned, hometown.
It's,
you want to talk about that?
Yeah,
a little bit?
It's Saturday morning. When you wake
up,
it's busy. You want to wake up, take your kids for a walk to the bakery, and get some donuts. A lot of times the kids come in their pajamas. It's comfort. It's just one of those natural.
Now, do you have any promotions going on right now? You probably always have something going on. What's going on now?
Right now, caramel apple pies. Mm. And caramel apple cupcakes.
Okay.
There you go, Bob.
Cupcakes.
I can see I'm going to take a detour back off to 441. I'm not going to just go out the straight way going home. No,
exactly.
That's going to happen. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have any cupcakes with pecans in them?
I do not have cupcakes with pecans. I have pecan sticky buns this morning.
And how about pies? Do you have pumpkin pies?
We have pumpkin pies,
really?
Caramel apple, Dutch cherry. Mm. And I believe there might be a pecan pie, too.
Oh, those are good.
All right.
Those are good.
Well, let's get a little back onto the business side, because, I mean, otherwise we're going to overload on sugar here in a few minutes. But now you're talking about all the different products that you have and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason, obviously, is for competition.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, competition's changed, I would guess. Who do you see as your competition? How do you work with that question? And how does that play into your business plan?
Well, back in the 70s, when my dad was, we had all the grocery stores did not have in-store bakeries.
Okay.
We used to deliver
bread
and buns to, do you remember Austin's grocery store?
Yes.
Super Value and all the pick and saves. We used to deliver all the bread and buns to the grocery stores. Obviously, now those grocery stores have in-store bakeries.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to change our plan.
Obviously,
at that time.
Yeah, because I can remember all the trucks, the bakery trucks used to wander around, but they were small vans. They weren't the big, huge trucks as they are today.
Right. So that trend definitely changed. Now we definitely used to be like more of a 70% retail, 30% wholesale, 70% wholesale, 30% retail. Now our numbers have flipped around.
So it's, again, focusing on the customer, the
retail
customer.
That's where we're focusing on now is our retail store.
Okay, Tony?
Hey, good morning, Sue. We have a caller on the line, Dawn. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I certainly am enjoying your show. I just want to talk about Simon's customer service. You have the most fantastic staff. They're so kind and they're so gracious, and I enjoy going in there. Usually go in and get your date fill cookie.
Oh, they are the best. That was Grandma Simon's recipe. But yes, so, our Marion that works on Mondays and Tuesdays, and people might recognize her in the green apron, but she is, I get so many compliments about Marion.
She likes to hug.
She does. She gives hugs.
Oh, well, okay. I'll
just
have
like
to
you, Sue.
This.
Sue, you give hugs.
I love hugs. But I just wanted to tell you, your customer service is fantastic.
Well, thank you so much. That is exactly where our core of what I want to do in business is keep the great customer service.
You have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Sue. Don, what was it like growing up in a family business? Tell us a little bit about when you were growing up, and you shared some of that in the pre-show conversation.
Well, I don't think I ever got a whole cookie. I think they were always the broken ones. My birthday cake was whatever cake didn't sell, and my dad quickly put happy birthday and put a candle into it. Or if it was a pie that didn't sell, necessarily didn't have to be a cake. So,
having a birthday pie is not that bad an idea,
no,
I suppose.
It's not.
Kind of original, as long as it's fresh.
Sure.
Yes.
But as far as the family, though, everybody was involved at that time?
Everybody was involved. At Christmas, I mean, anybody, aunts, uncles, cousins that I have, they all call and say, to this day, Dawn, do you need help baking buns on Christmas Eve?
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
It's kind of bring them all back home, and everybody's comes back to the bakery on Christmas Eve and helps out. It's all hands on deck.
Wonderful. You know, great traditions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is. Dawn, what do you see coming in terms of baking trends in your industry? Do you see anything coming like 3, 4, 5, 10 years out?
Well, I think the gluten allergy is here to stay. Okay. I don't think that's a trend, Tony. I think that is a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, in our facility, we cannot produce anything that is not gluten.
Right.
But what we've done to try to help is Valley Bakers does offer some like bread and some buns and some cakes that we buy in,
and they're
frozen products, and then we sell them. But I cannot produce anything at our facility.
Share with our listeners why you can't produce that.
It's a gluten allergy. Is flour. And our facility has flour everywhere.
You really have to have a separate.
You have to have a separate.
And that's why you can't produce
exactly.
it. You have to have a separate location or something to do that.
But another trend is cupcakes. Cupcakes are so hot right
now.
They were really hot on the East Coast and West Coast maybe 5 years ago, but finally have hit the Midwest. But cupcake flavors. We did an orange dreamsicle.
Oh, dear.
That was a huge hit.
Now, I've seen pictures of cupcakes arranged to make different images, like a big pan with cupcakes in different colors. And is that?
That is very popular.
Cupcake, are you doing that too?
Yes.
Are you?
Cupcake weddings. I mean, instead of having a wedding cake, having cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be interesting.
It's easy.
And how? Again, getting back to more generalized stuff, but how do you market this then? You know, you said these are all trends.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get this out to the people and let them know? What's your marketing strategies?
Well, Facebook and Twitter is a huge, easy access. It's free, you know, way to market everything.
Mm-hmm. So you have a Facebook presence?
Yes.
You have a Twitter?
I don't do Twitter as well as I should. I don't know. It's a little bit weird to me, but
that's right. There's a lot of things about Twitter that are weird. Sit down, Tony. but you know, but you are specializing in those areas. You do Facebook also?
Yes, we do Facebook. We also do try to do word of mouth. You know, when a customer comes in and they say, I had the best birthday cake, or my wedding cake was just absolutely awesome. I ask them to go on Yelp or go on the different review sites and post something and let us know. You know, don't be afraid to ask people when they have a great experience.
Yes.
You know, to post it out there.
Get out there and tell their friends as a marketing technique. Okay.
Yes.
Another thing you mentioned was the fact that people come in, you know, they're no longer looking through photo albums of things and so on. How does that change?
Oh, it's a bride now will come in and they're going to bring their iPad in.
Okay.
And they're going to be on Pinterest.
Okay.
And they're going to be flowing pictures back and forth saying, I want this picture, or they've seen something on, I'm going to say, Cake Boss or one of the TV shows. And they will bring in a picture and they'll be like, I want, you know, this cake to look like this. They don't necessarily always realize the man hours that are entailed in decorating these cakes.
So they may have to cut back just a little bit.
They might have to go with a little different option.
Okay.
Kind of give you the same look, the same theme, but just a little bit not as high scale as what some of the cakes are.
But that is part of your service that you offer, is to help them understand this and, you know, make their choices.
Exactly. And we can do the high-end cake if they want to pay the man hours that it entails to decorate.
Even, no matter who did that cake, it's going to be more expensive just because of the nature of the cake.
Exactly.
What's the highest wedding cake you've ever built?
I think it was an 8-tier.
8-tier.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, you want to deliver wedding cakes, Tony?
No, I don't care. It just makes me nervous driving down the road with one of those in a truck, you know, kaplop. You told the story about your dad.
Yes. In 45 years, we did have one mishap. He got rear-ended. And my dad always says, the good Lord watches over us, poor schmucks. And there was a identical cake for Sunday wedding at the bakery. We decorated the Sunday wedding cake and then made the cake for Sunday.
So you had a spare in the...
It was just a God just watches over us.
We always got to be on your toes. You never know what's going to happen.
You don't. That's why I love our job.
We're going to take a break right now, and we'll come back on the other side. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
And I'm open for business.
Now, welcome back to our final segment of Biz Talk this morning. We've been having a great conversation with Dawn Ebert, owner of Simple Simon Bakery, with her brother Scott Simon. And it's a family-owned business. It's transitioned from her grandfather to her father to her and her brother Scott. And we've been hearing about all the wonderful things that Simple Simon Bakery gives back to the community, the great products that they produce. And for those of you who are listening in the audience who are probably like Randy and my ages, we probably remember Bessler Bakery. And
oh, yeah.
That was the birthplace of Simple Simon when Grandpa Simon bought it from Bessler Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get many people coming in and saying, I've been coming here for a coon's age? And
oh, yes. Lots of people that went to school at St. Therese
and
used to get Persian donuts, I think, for a nickel.
They were a nickel.
At that time.
Yeah.
Oh, and lemon poppy seed Danish.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I
was a Menasha boy, but we lived out by Waverly Beach, and we'd make the long journey into Appleton. That was almost a day trip at that time, and but we had to come in every once in a while to get the bakery, so that was always a good thing.
That's definitely
great.
Yep.
And so the transitioning of the business to you and your brother Scott, there's another transition in the making. Are you already thinking about who comes after you and Scott?
Well, my husband and I do not have children, and Scott does not have children. He is still single and kind of cute and available.
If anyone's listening out there and you like bakery hours.
Okay.
But he...
there's a little plug for Scott. Yeah. About that.
He's not here, so... but he doesn't have children either, so we do have to come up with a succession plan.
Sure.
In place, and we are in, you know, the thought process of what are we going to do, how are we going to handle this. You know, I am 45. I don't want to work till 85.
No.
No,
you want to retire and enjoy life a little bit.
That would be nice.
You said you have the succession plan in there. What other types of planning do you do? Because again, as SCORE, we really press the issue that you should have a plan of some type. How do you handle your planning, both short and long range?
Well, my mom, my brother, Scott, and I, we all sit down once a month. We go over our P&L. My mom.
The profit and loss statements.
Yes.
Okay.
She is very methodical on her percentages of our labor cost. If our ingredients costs get too high, she's a godsend.
Okay.
I mean, she keeps Scott and I in check.
Okay.
If those percentages aren't right there, Tony, I think you know my mom.
She's a wonderful lady.
She holds us to task.
Yep.
So we go over those P&L reports very thoroughly.
Okay. So, but it's a planned session. You have an agenda. You know what you're going to talk about, and you're planning out. You said you're planning for Christmas.
In July.
Yes, okay.
It's Christmas in July. Okay. You have to get your ordering done. You can have to get your boxes ordered, all of your Christmas product.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff just doesn't happen. I can't just call now and say, oh, by the way, I need cases of boxes.
Okay, so you have to know where you're headed. That's great.
It takes a lot of planning and a lot of effort by everybody.
It really does.
Keeping 35 people on schedule and organized and keeping production on That must be an onerous task. Scott's area?
Scott takes care of the production and the baking end and the deliveries. He keeps, we have three delivery routes going out. He makes sure that everybody is on task and on time.
So owning your own business isn't working 40 hours a week and driving around in a Cadillac.
I wish it was working 40 hours a week, but that's not even close.
Well, as is our custom, we usually ask our guests to leave a biz tip, a little pearl of wisdom, some sort of idea that might be helpful to our listening audience. Do you have anything you'd like to share with them?
I would. I'm going to share something that my father told me. He believes it's very important to share your dreams with anybody. He shared his dream of owning a bakery one day with his father. And while he was in the service, his father bought Simon Bessler Bakery. And if he would not have shared that dream with his dad, I don't know if I would be in the position I am right now. So doesn't share your dreams, share your passion, talk to people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then once you've shared that, live that dream and, you know, keep working with it.
Keep working. Okay.
Congratulations on an excellent program, by the way.
Absolutely. And one of Rick's guiding principles in his life is, you know, you're very well aware, Don, is his Christianity and his belief in God.
Mm-hmm.
And he went through that cancer bout and got through that, and now he's doing great work. And sharing dreams is inspiring other people, too, because you can help other people if you know what their dreams are, and they can help you if they know it, you know.
You're right. We're all in this together.
Yeah.
And we have to just keep helping each other.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
And we'll keep selling donuts.
Okay.
Once again, where are you located?
We are at 218 East Wisconsin Avenue in Appleton. We also do have a bakery in Little Chute. It's in the Vanderloop Shoe Plaza.
And you have a website.
We do have a website, simplesimonbakery.com, and a Facebook page. Like us on Facebook. We got lots of really cool pictures on Facebook.
Wonderful.
Now, is that a Facebook address that you go to?
It's linked right from our website.
Right from your website.
Yeah,
okay. And what specials are you running now? Do you have coming up? You have some seasonal things coming
up? We have Thanksgiving and Halloween are right around the corner. So we will be having our pumpkin cookies and the ghost cookies. Pumpkin pies, caramel apple pies.
And do you bake to order? So if we wanted to order a pie or a cake for Thanksgiving or Christmas, can we order that ahead of time?
And you betcha. You could just give us a call.
And what's your phone number?
It's 733-4351.
733-4351.
Wonderful. Okay.
Thanks, Don. It's been a great program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yes.
We're all going to head back to the break room right now and get a hold of
those.
Are there any donuts left, Bob?
Bob didn't get all of them. No, we've been keeping him at bay, I think.
Well, thank you.
Well, Randy, once again, the Score Chapter has the final session for Simple Steps coming up this coming Wednesday.
That'll be Wednesday from 6 to 9 on Where Do I Find the Money? And Tony and I will be hosting that particular program for you and looking forward to it. So if you're interested, give us a call or go to our website and we'll be able to sign you up.
And I'd like to put a little recruiting statement out there today. If anybody in the audience would be interested in serving as a volunteer in the SCORE chapter, as a mentor or helping with the administration or any capacity and helping to give back to the business community, those who are starting up, give us a call at 734-7101. Well, that's our program for today. Thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.